Business.gov.nl. Taxes for entrepreneurs in the Netherlands.
Everyone living, working or running a business in the Netherlands has to pay taxes. What types of taxes do businesses in the Netherlands have to deal with? And can entrepreneurs benefit from tax deductions or allowances? I will be discussing this with Ian van Haren from the Dutch Tax and Customs Administration and with Israeli entrepreneur Avishai Trabelsi, founder and CEO of Quicargo, who set up his company in the Netherlands. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Good to have you here. Well, Ian, I would like to start with you. What kind of taxes do you have to keep in mind when you want to start up your company here in the Netherlands?
If you move to the Netherlands, you will be dealing with VAT, income tax, corporate income tax, wage taxes. It all depends on the classification of your income and what it is exactly that you do.
And how did you prepare yourself for taxes, Avishai?
When the first thing I moved here and then I hired the accountant in order to avoid any things that I don't know. So it's for me, it's a foreign country and I needed to forget everything out, so it's always easier to do it with accountant. So it was quite easy, but the process itself was not so difficult for us in the first stage.
Because you had your accountant,
yeah.
And you could afford one, but not everyone is that lucky. So how does it actually work with wage taxes, Ian?
Yeah, so wage taxes, if you have an employees in your business, then you will have to keep a wage tax administration and you have to withhold wage taxes. And well, two things I want to mention about that is, of course, when you're when you own more than 5% of the shares in your company, then you also will have to withhold wage taxes if you are working for your own company. That is rather important. So the customary wage tax rule. And the other thing I want to mention is there the 30% ruling. If you have any employees with special skills that come from outside the Netherlands, then they can deduct up to 30% of their income to make up for the costs of relocation. That's generally considered rather favorable scheme.
And what do you think of that 30% scheme?
Yeah, I think that's one of the most important for us to come, and also for my employers. Now I have 5 people that came from Israel, from Brazil, from America, from different areas, and we all got, including me, the 30%. It's really helping us, especially due to the fact that we are a lean startup, so the salaries is not very high. So we get more in the net end of the month, and it's super important for us. So. Good job in that.
And how does it work if you're a sole proprietary business owner?
Yeah, so the one-man business is taxed in income tax, as opposed to if you have a company, then you're really dealing with corporate income tax. And generally, depending on your size, it's usually when you get any bigger, then it's more. Then you probably will move more to the corporate income tax side. But for the one-man business, will always be taxed in the income tax. You will be taxed on your business profits, so that is the your income earned and minus any expenses incurred for equipment, travel expenses, the like.
Okay. How does it work in the first year?
That's a good question. In the first year, you cannot file your income tax return digitally. So usually you file it via the internet. You get a login code and you can fill in your return. But in the first year, that doesn't work yet. So we need to know some extra stuff of you, some extra things of you. Then you get this paper form. It's called the M form. You can order it via the phone and you have to fill it out.
And you get old school paper.
Old school paper. Exactly. And the other thing that's important in the first year is that you get to choose whether you want to be considered a resident taxpayer for the entire year or not. And that can be advantageous for things like mortgage interest deduction and other deductions. So you can take advantage of them for the entire year. Yeah.
And how was your experience with that?
Again, thanks to... I remember those files, but it's not so bad. It's manually, but still it's... reasonably fine in order to get to know. They need to know us, of course, and all the history and when we came and all the, especially if for instance in Israel we are working together in Germany in matter of tax, so now I need to claim that I moved here. So the process, we're still in the process, but it's okay. So it's something that it's not new for the authorities. So I think it's already quite. It's okay, so
okay, yeah.
No problem.
nice to hear.
So you told us quite a lot already. So how could you summarize that? How do you calculate the amount of taxes due?
Yeah, that's a good question. So the income tax is calculated on the business profits earned. So that's just the total turnover minus any costs incurred for equipment, expenses, travel.
Well, the Netherlands allows entrepreneurs a number of tax deductions, and such as the entrepreneurs deduction. How does that work?
Well, if you meet the criteria to be considered a real entrepreneur, then you get some rather favorable deductions, which can considerably lower the amount of taxes due in the end.
Okay, and how does that work in practice?
The most important criteria is that you're independent, and that you run some real entrepreneurial risk, so that you run the risk that your customer stream will dry up, and that you have the risk of non-paying customers. So if you run those risks, then you're considered a real entrepreneur, and then you can apply for these deductions.
Okay. So when I qualify as an entrepreneur, which benefits can I expect?
So if you meet the criteria we discussed, firstly, there's the profit exemption of 14% for small and medium-sized enterprises. It's called an exemption, but you can just deduct 14% of your profits. And then there's the investment allowance that allows you to deduct up to 28% of your profits for investments you made. There's also a special investment allowance for environmentally friendly assets such as electric cars. If you work for at least 1,225 hours a year in your business, so at least 25 hours a week, in that case, there are two extra allowances, deductions that can be made. The first is that you can have the self-employment deduction. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of big one. It's about 7,200 euros a year. Mm-hmm. And if you just started your company, you can deduct up to 2,100 euros.
Very good. Very great amount to be able to deduct.
Yeah.
And when do you actually qualify as an entrepreneur for the value-added tax purposes?
Interestingly, it's possible that you will not be considered an entrepreneur for income tax purposes, but you will be considered an entrepreneur for VAT purposes. So the threshold is much lower for VAT purposes.
Okay. And what is that threshold?
Anywhere you provide any goods or services at a consideration, you are considered a VAT entrepreneur, and that's rather quickly.
Okay, and how does that work in the Netherlands?
The VAT system is the same as the one which is in place in all other EU member states. Mm-hmm. Basically, if you're an entrepreneur and you provide goods and services at a consideration, you are you should invoice VAT to your customers. Of course, any input VAT, so VAT that you that you pay to other entrepreneurs is deductible as long as it is attributable to a taxable output.
What's the rate in the Netherlands?
We have three rates. The 21 is the base rate, then there's a 6% rate for food products, sports services, medicine, books. And then there's a zero rate for any exports. If you export goods, then you don't have to charge any goods, any VAT on the goods, but you get to deduct all the input VAT. So that's sort of the best of both worlds.
Perfect. Are there exemptions?
A number of exemptions apply, for instance, for educational, mostly for services, educational, medical, cultural. When when the service that you provide as an entrepreneur is exempt, any input taxes, input VAT that is attributable to those goods and services is not deductible. You can find more information about our tariffs on the website business.gov.nl.
Good to know. And, well, more practical, when and how should you file your VAT return?
So VAT returns are usually filed every quarter. There are some exceptions apply, but usually it's every quarter. You file them also digitally via the website of the tax authorities. There's this quite simple form which you have to fill out.
And what if you forget or you don't file it or maybe a bit too late? What happens then?
Ah, that's a good question. So the VAT system is totally automated. So the assessments are handled digitally and automated. So if you miss a term or don't file anything, then the system automatically files any additional assessments, but also fines. So that can be a bit of a problem. So it's really important that you always file your VAT return on time and also pay it within the time that is set for it.
And what does that mean for your administration? What do you need to do?
So it's important that you, any business should have a good financial administration. Of course, you should know if you have any profits or losses. And the same information is also used for the revenue service to base your VAT return on and also your income tax returns.
Okay. I can give example. For instance, in Israel, I also paid that in my own businesses back then. Mm-hmm. And here it's more... it's easy because we're using a software to detect all the VAT returns and the VAT payables. So, and we do it month to month because for us it's also important to get the cash flow in the same way we are working. So we can, we started quarterly, but since now we are growing, so we made it month to month. It's easier for us to to get the VAT return.
What are the minimal requirements for a financial administration?
So there are no really hard rules for what an administration should contain. It should be tailored to the business. Most important is that it is quickly accessible for the tax authorities, that is verifiably correct, and that it is kept for a long enough time. So you have to keep all documents that are generated within the business, digitally or on paper, for at least 7 years. Any documents that pertain to real estate should be kept for at least 10 years.
My last question is, are you obliged to give a receipt to your customers with every transaction you make?
Not in some EU countries that is the case, but in the Netherlands you don't have to send an invoice in every time. Only if you invoice to other entrepreneurs, you're obliged to have an invoice. But if you if your clients are private persons, there's no need to... give an invoice with it. Of course, if you do send out an invoice to your to private persons, you have to keep it in your administration.
So you know what you've done, of course.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for this talk. Well, very interesting and I think very helpful for everyone who's watching. So as an entrepreneur, you can benefit from different tax deductions or allowances. Keep track of your records and your hours right from the start. That is the only way to benefit from tax schemes. Seeking professional advice from an accountant is usually a good idea.
business.gov.nl. Taxes for entrepreneurs in the Netherlands.